the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bet, the Jack Wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good measuring things out. That is Nathaniel Lundy looks like a factory. He's going to be banging out putting in all the important screws. And, the various hammering, he's an expert in all of those categories. So he's got to get back to work. He's taking a little siesta right now, and he doesn't want the boss, dropping the axe on him. So we got to get after it here on this edition of the podcast. So let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, as we always do, all plus money all the time. That is a requirement. So, Hammer Man, make it hammer time. Bring home a winner. What do you got?
Well, I know we're going to talk a lot about the Final Four, Brad, but let me start on the baseball diamond. You got the D-backs and the Yankees. First pitch just after 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight, so I want you to jump in on this one and join me with Cody Bellinger, the former Cubby, now a member of the New York Yankees. And for this one, you got a chance to go total bases plus 125 over at DraftKings. Why do I like that? Because he's had 30 plate appearances in his career against Merrill Kelly. It's 269 lifetime, which I know doesn't seem all that big, but of his hits, two round trippers as well as two doubles. And so I think you're going to see Bellinger and those torpedo bats everybody's talking about get the job done against Arizona. And by the way, if you happen to consume the podcast early enough today, the other guy that I like, Yordan Alvarez, 4 o'clock Eastern time for that one. Yordan for total bases as well. It's the same number. It's right around plus 120. Joe Ryan on the bump for the Twins, and he's got not a lot of plate appearances against him, 4 for 12 lifetime, but of those four hits, three of them went over the wall. So let's talk about Yordan on those total bases as well. A little early bonus in case you get the podcast early enough today.
Yeah, I'll say yes with Yordan. Totally agree with you there. You know what? Let's go ahead and plant a flag right now. Cooper Flag to win MOP. How is this still plus money? How? It is right now at plus 110 there at BetMGM. If you want to bet the Dukies, baby, to cut down the nets in this year's NCAA tournament, this is a wager for you, because Duke, to do exactly that, is minus 110 at BetMGM. But chances are, it's going to be Cooper Flagg earning the most outstanding player honors in this year's big dance at plus 110. So you're saving 20 cents as a result of BetMGM. I mean, maybe there's an outside chance it's Malawach or Con Knipple or Tyrese Proctor, but Flagg has done it all in this year's NCAA tournament. He's averaged over 19 points per game. He's shooting close to 45% from the floor, over 40% from distance as well. On top of that, 7-plus rebounds per game, 5-plus assists per game. He has 7 total blocks, so he's getting it done on both ends. Again, if Duke wins it, and I know it's historically strong, Final Four, they got a tall task against the Houston Cougars. Cooper Flagg is going to be near MOP plus 110, absurdly so, right now at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this hashtag Tequila Thursday with another buzzy edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Numero Cinco here on the countdown. You know I love the over-under on Team Dunks. And it's available only right now at BetMGM. You got to click the game props link at the top of the app or on the desktop version. Scroll down. You'll see at the bottom there, over-under on Team Dunks in either one of these matchups. And let's go to Florida-Auburn. And I'm going to live in the land down under on 2.5 dunks for the Tigers in this one. A little bit heavier juice, but nothing absurd there. At a minus 118 available at BetMGM. I mean, look what Auburn has done in this NCAA tournament. They've gone 2 dunks, 1 dunk, 2 dunks, and 1 dunk. Oh, a little bit of a pattern building there. Maybe it's going to be a multitude of dunks, and that multitude of dunks that only be 2 against a Florida Gators team that is one of the best of business in near proximity percentage defense. Lundy, they were number 7 in that category over the entirety of the year. Why? Because they have Ruben Chenulu, who's a long drink of water, an excellent rim protector, and also Alex Condon. Oi, 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 the Aussie import has earned his blooming onions, to say the least, and protecting the rim. On top of that as well, you look at Florida, only giving up 48.2% inside the arc in their last 10 games. And they already played earlier this season, and Auburn only had, I think, 1 dunk in that game. So again, whether you're looking at recency bias, where you're looking at the low matchup they had in the regular season, where you're looking at the defensive analytics, under, and under again on the Auburn Tigers, 2.5 team dunks, minus 118 there at BetMGM. Fair to follow.
Ooh, see, this is where, like, you know, all of a sudden somebody gets hyped up, right? Coming down court, big old, like, Christian Brown style. Okay, I'll go under because of what you've said. But, you know, eventually, Brad, the Tigers are due to throw a couple down.
Yeah, Janiah Broome will probably have one. Caldwell will have one. And it stops there. No more dunking. Just lay it up. Gently, please, Auburn Tiger.
Number four.
All right, numero quattro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's work in another bet in that Florida and Auburn game. And I mentioned the Aussie import. Going to earn his veggie, Mike. Give me the over on 7.5 rebounds plus odds there, plus 110. Little baby seduced by the Jews at BetMGM. This is one of my favorite props that's out there. Now, look what Cotton has done this NCAA tournament. He's gone 5 boards, 7 boards, 4 rebounds. That 4-rebound game, remember, he got hurt. So he had some limited action in that one. And then 7 rebounds. Has yet to do that in the NCAA tournament. But Captain Hook, get out of here. I think Alex Condon is going to squeeze enough to cash in. He had 10 rebounds on that initial matchup against Auburn at Neville Arena back on February 8th. And you look at Auburn, one of their biggest area weaknesses is on the glass. And yes, even with Janiah Broome in uniform and at 100%, I know he's got that dinged wing, and we'll see how much elbow is going to play a factor. And his availability is going to be 75%. Is he indeed going to be 100%? We know he's going to be out there. But this Auburn team, even with Broome on the floor, in their last 9 games, they're number 204 in the country in defensive rebounding percentage. And Florida with the best in the business and generating second chance opportunities. 41.7% of Florida's team possessions over the last 10 games has resulted in an offensive rebound. Why? Alex Condon, give me the over. 7.5 rebounds, plus 110. Available at BetMGM. Lundy, numero quattro on the countdown. Feed or follow.
Once again, I come back to this. I can't do these in Colorado. I'm not allowed to do the player props, but I will fade, good sir. You're going to get hooked.
Oh, you got to fade me? Well, don't make the road trip then in a while.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go with another wager that Lundy's going to make a road trip to bet on if he is buying what I am selling. Remember, I talked about Cooper Flagg betting on him to win MOP at plus 110. It's mind-blowing. That's available plus money. And this one's kind of crazy, too, at a plus 115. By the way, I booked this, and I forgot to include it, at BetMGM, and that's Flagg over 1.5 made threes against those Houston Cougars. All I need is a pair to splash through the cylinder, and we're counting our winnings in the end. Why am I high on this? Well, I know he's only done this one time in the 4 NCAA tournament games this season, but he's averaging 3.5 jacks per game from outside, and he's netting 42.9% of them. Here's the deal with Houston. Outstanding interior defense. There's no question about it. They suffocate you. They challenge every shot when you were attacking the rim downhill. Fly's going to take those opportunities with his long, lanky, and big frame. Probably going to have a lot of success in those instances. But when the lane is clogged, he may step out and go ahead and pop and let it rip from outside probably 3 to 5 times in this game. And you look at Houston, opponents are shooting around 42% of their shots over the last 10 games from distance. And I think Duke is going to follow that pattern as well. Now, they're only giving up 26.4% of those actually falling through over that same time span. But if Flagg gets 4 or 5 three-point opportunities, I'm going to side with the advanced analytics. I'm going to side with the percentage of those that he hits. I think he's going to drain a couple, and that's it in this game. You're going to be pulled up in all the wrong places, chasing after this, no question about it. But that plus money, it's an enticement. Give me the over on Cooper Flagg. 1.5 main threes, plus 115, booked there at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
Well, see, now I can drive up to Cheyenne and do this one. I would follow you on this one. I agree with your MOP bet. I think it's a really smart way to be able to go after Duke to win the entire thing. And I think this is where flag's going to shine, man. And if Houston plays that internal defense that you were just talking about, when they start to sag down, they start to cause you problems in the paint, the way you counter that and the way you get Kelvin Sampson to have to change things up is start hitting some shots from outside. And Duke knows that. If they can hit some from the outside, it can scatter a little bit what Houston normally does on defense, and I think that's going to play in Duke's favor. So, yes, give me the over for the two made threes there with Mr. Flag.
Oh, fly, flag, fly. All right, and if you want to fly some more winners, potentially, anyway, if you just want to fade me, chances are you're going to cash in. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account. Let his free spreadsheet picks always live there. A lot of NHL, if you like dropping the puck and making some bucks. I've been cranking out all kinds of content throughout the entire NCAA tournament. My free spreadsheet is also available there, making baseball bets every single stinking day, and so is Lundy. Do we charge you a dime? Hell no, we don't, because you should never, ever pay for picks. So go to thegamingjuice.com right now, sign up for a free account, and click converse and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here, the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's get after with some more plus money on the board. Yes! I think Houston is going to cover the 5.5 on the standard line. If you were buying that, and you believe that the Cougs are not going to win the game, and that is my inherent belief, is that Duke is going to find a way to squeak this sucker out in the final moments. Just take Duke with margin of victory, 1 to 5 points. They can bet on that band right now at BetMGM. And look at that handsome price at a +340. Ooh, yeah, I'm going to rub together my maniacal hands and start cackling out loud, because I also love this wager. I think Duke is going to barely win this thing in the end. It's going to be a low possession game, because that is the style of play with the Houston Cougars. One of the slowest teams in college basketball the entire year. Well north, a number 300 in adjusted tempo. They're also top 30 in EFG defense over the last 30 days. You look at Duke, also inside the top 30 in EFG defense over that same span. And a team that can play at a variety of paces. You want to grind it out and live in the half court, they are open to that kind of playing style. You want to speed it up and live in transition, they will run with you as well. But this one is going to grind to a halt. You're going to have a lot of shot clocks bleeding throughout the entire game. I think Duke salts it away, wins by like 3 or 4 points. Houston scores a cover, but most importantly, we land in this very short range of 1 to 5 points with that Blue Devils victory. So, fans of White Lotus, don't put a gun to your head on this one. Give me Duke. Margin of victory, 1 to 5 points. If you know the show, you'll understand the reference. +340 available at BetMGM. Numero dos in the countdown. Lundy, fade or follow.
I'm not watching the show, so I don't get the reference, but sure, I'll be okay with that. It apparently, you're giving Brad Evans a sign of approval for that one.
Yes, more or less. So the basic gist is, and the reference, there is a father. He's having suicidal thoughts. He's having dreams of, axing himself with a weapon in his room while on vacation in Thailand due to a fallout of a money laundering scheme that his company was a part of, and he's wearing a Duke shirt. There you go.
Okay, got it. Now I understand. I just, sometimes I need things explained to me, Brad. I'm slow. I'll tell you what, I like this one. I don't mind. I like the +340. I do think this will be a close game, but can I throw an alternative to you?
Give it to me.
Okay. At FanDuel, Duke to win by 1 to 10 is +165.
That's
so I obviously, I like +340 a hell of a lot better. I do agree with you that this is going to be a close game. But if you want to take Duke and you think that it's going to be in that range of what the spread is, which is 5.5 as of tape time, the other way you can do this is bounce over to FanDuel and get it on the 1 to 10, get the full 10-point band at +165.
Ooh, so much plus money on the board. Yes!
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's get another band and let's widen it, shall we? And maybe Lundy's got this available to him as well at FanDuel. And I'm curious what the price is on 1 to 10 because Captain Hook is coming to play here. Yarr! At Caesars. I think Florida's going to win between 1 to 10 points. Going to land somewhere within that range. Be a single-digit victory yet again for the Florida Gators, much like the first meeting back in early February. Remember, they invaded Neville Arena at Auburn's house, and they won by 9. It was 90-81, and they did that without Elijah Martin. And he's going to be on the floor, obviously, here in the rematch. That does land within that 1 to 10 point range with the Gators chomping down to get that victory. Plus 177, folks, at Caesars Sportsbook. And it's certainly already earned my investment, and I would certainly debate it with yours as well. I think the Florida Gators, I mean, look, I selected before the tournament began as a team to beat in this NCAA tournament. Why? Walter Clayton is a bucket. Guy is soaking wet right now from outside. He had 4 triples in that first matchup back in early February. They were going to have Elijah Martin on the floor. He can do it all as a 2-guard. He can beat you outside, beat you off the dribble. He's gone back-to-back games with 7 rebounds. Been a pretty stiff and stout defender. Alex Condon and Chinilu, I'm doing that dirty work in the post. Thomas Hawk is a guy that does a little bit of everything. Will Richard is a guy that does a little bit of everything. I like this Florida team. They have adequate depth. And this is no knock on Auburn. You know, they had the shiniest resume of any team entering this year's big dance with the absurd number of quarter one victories they had. It's 16 in total. And they have arguably the best post player in the game in Janiah Broome. And they have a number of sharpshooters in Pettiford and Denver Jones. Some of the Baker Mazzara can hit some of those outside shots and beat you out the bounce as well. But the issue with Auburn is they're outside the top 100 in EFG offense over the last 30 days. They've been somewhat subpar defensively outside the top 70 over that same span. I think Florida's more balanced. I think Florida as a team is going to rev the engine. And I think they're going to peel out at times, much like they showed in that first matchup in early February. So, numero uno on the Final Four edition of the Fade 5. Give me the Gators chopping down on the money line and give me Auburn to stay within sniffing distance. Plus 10.5. They land within that range. Plus 177 available at Caesars Sportsbook. Lundy, fade or follow.
So exactly what you're looking at here, if you do this, the same thing I was talking about over at FanDuel, if you do this for Florida to win it by 1 to 10, it's plus 175. So basically the same payday that you're talking about. But if you believe, like Brad does, that Florida is going to win by 10 points or less, and if you believe that Duke is going to win by 10 points or less, you can parlay that bad boy over at FanDuel. And Brad, it's plus 620.
Oh my God.
That's a route. You got to loosen the belt for that one.
Because no rocks are needed.
Yeah, that's pretty damn sexy right there.
Yeah, it is.
So if you believe that. Now, I will tell you this. I am not doing this one. I'm not touching it. I know how hot Florida's been. I know you have been all about the Gators this entire time. But, man, I think Auburn might sneak this one out. I think Duke takes care of business against Houston. I really do. I think they've got the MOP, and I think because of that, they're on their way to the championship game for Monday night. I believe that's going to happen. This game, the first game on Saturday, I'm just not 100% in that Auburn isn't going to find a way to pull this one out of their butthole at some point with about 4 seconds left or something like that. So, I like what you're doing, folks. If you want to follow Brad, I'm telling you, go over to FanDuel, take Duke 1 to 10, Florida 1 to 10, smash, bet them individually, but then smash those two together at plus 628, sprinkle a small bet on it because holy cow, that's a great payday.
Yeah, it's a off the charts payday, and you had me entirely convinced. So I got it. I have no money currently in my FanDuel account. That is going to change because I'm going to parlay that action.
That's a sexy 2-leg parlay, man. If you just take those two teams and you just say, hey, all they got to do is win by 10 or less. Then you're cashing a pretty nice paycheck there. So jump on that one if you are so inclined.
Well, it is a tournament of chalk, and those teams are favored. So why the hell not? And just go with the theme that has and repeatedly kept on paying throughout the month of March. All right, let's get some bonus bonus time on the board. Whether it's the NHL, the NBA, more college basketball. We got some other tournaments going on. The MLB action as well. I know we're taping this a little bit later in the day. We got a small window, but squeeze something in. What do you got?
Yeah, let me give you a couple here real quick, and then I'll yield the floor. I haven't quite decided. I'm kind of leaning towards Rui Hachimura, to be honest with you. But there is a Shaq boost or something on DraftKings today for you to bet on a player's over-under for points tonight, specifically in the NBA. And I'm kind of leaning towards Rui, obviously Rui Hachimura, because remember, he got hurt has been out for a long time. He's now been back, and if I'm not mistaken, the last game was his biggest minutes total he has had since he came back from injury. He did not have a good shooting night, but if I remember right, he was 30 minutes plus in that contest, and so he's getting the minutes, which means I think his point total, if I had to guess, it's probably around 10, 11, 12, somewhere in that range. I think this might be the game tonight for him that he jumps out and smashes that. So if they've got a boost on there for a points total for NBA, I haven't quite decided yet, but I'm kind of leaning towards Hachimura on that one. Give me a simple two-legger on the ice tonight. You're going to give up a little bit of juice, minus 103 over at DraftKings on this one. But give me Montreal at home taking on the Boston Bruins. Boston is not technically eliminated yet from the playoffs in the East, but they are literally dead last in the East. It's just because there's so much compression. Boston is going to – they're going to be done. They're going to be going to Cancun. But Montreal still has something to play for because they are battling for a playoff position. So with that in mind, I'll take the Habs on the money line, and I'll do the same thing with Dallas at home against Nashville. More than likely, Colorado cannot catch Dallas in the standings, but it is still mathematically possible. So Dallas has a reason to play. Nashville's already been eliminated. They are already planning for the Mai Tais on the beach. So give me Dallas at home. Give me Montreal at home. Again, you're going to give a little bit of juice at DraftKings at a minus 103, but I think it's well worth it because both of those home teams have something to play for on the ice tonight. We continue to have Ovi watch with Ovechkin with the chance to be able to break Wayne Gretzky's record. I don't care if you're a hockey fan or not, folks. This is exciting to watch. He picked up a goal again last night. So he is right on the doorstep of breaking Gretzky's goal record. So make sure you're paying attention to that because he's been a fantastic player his entire career. That's why he is where he is in these standings with goals. So make sure if the Washington Capitals are playing, just pay attention to it because you're seeing history. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, excellent call there with Ovechkin. I'm going to even I will have to watch some puck drops, and that is an extremely rare occurrence at Casa de Evans, to say the least. All right, let's go to the team Huevos parlay play. Let's work it a little two-legger. We got the NIT final going down tonight. Give me the Anteaters not to suck. Yeah, that's UC Irvine on the money line, and I'm going to do a cross sport, and I'm going to parlay that with Matt McClain of the Cincinnati Reds to get a hit. That's all I need to see the juice there at a plus 137. I built this at Caesars Sportsbook. Irvine with Luchin and Evans, my cousin, they got a lot of size. And that is something that their opponent in Chattanooga, Choo-Choo, does not have. Chattanooga, their biggest guy in the interior is at 6'9". That sees at least 30 minutes of play, this entire season, or 30% of the minutes of play this entire season. I think they're going to get eaten alive in the interior. Now, Chattanooga could keep this close because UC Irvine is susceptible defensively from along the perimeter. Size not really getting out there and stretching and challenging a lot of shots. So if the threes are fall for Chattanooga, they're going to really, stay very hotly contested in this game. But I think Irvine's going to salt away an exceptional free throw shooting team. They draw a lot of fouls. Over 21% of their points are coming at the charity stripe. So give me Irvine inside historic Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis to win this year's NIT. So I'm going to take the spread out of the equation, just have them winning straight up. And then McClain, a guy who's facing a left-handed pitcher, and Nestor Cortez. a former Yankee. Remember the first start of the season against his former employer. First pitch, home run. Second pitch, home run. Third pitch, a home run. He got absolutely tattooed in that game. McLean, 300-plus career batting average against southpaw pitchers. Not-so-nasty Nestor is that guy. McLean's also gotten a hit in four of his last five games. Cortez leans heavily on his fastball. McLean has got a plus player value return against that style of pitch his entire MLB career. So Matt McLean to get a hit for the Big Red Machine tonight. Irvine to cut down the nets and to win the NIT inside Hinkle, plus 137. There at Caesars Sportsbook. Elsewhere, bonus time, bonus time. Lundy, I'm going to go with USC in the crown. If you can bet on down on that, I can't in Illinois because it's not an NCAA sanctioned event. I had to make the road trip over to Indiana, get my BFAS rolls across the border in Covington if I'm going to fire away on this. Lundy could bet on this, though, in Colorado. I like USC tonight. I'm going to take a plus a 5.5 against Villanova. Just too many points. I know each team has got a couple opt-outs already in the transfer portal, but these guys are playing for cold, hard NIL cash. And I think SC may not win this, but 5.5 they're catching. I'm going to go with the Fighting Musclemans and they're in Sin City. And then one more Final Four bet for you. Juwan Roberts, under 9.5 points scored in his matchup against Duke. He has been under this, Roberts has, in 3 of 4 NCAA tournament games this season. Duke, one of the best rim protection teams in the country because of Malawach at 7'2" with a condor-like wingspan. They've only allowed their near proximity percentage is number 6 on the entire year. So they've been outstanding in that category, very consistent. They only give it up 43.2% over the last 10 from inside the arc. And Roberts, not really a high-volume guy. He is going to be leaned on for his defense and his rebounding chops in this game. I may have a couple of putbacks off of second-chance opportunity, but is he going to get to 10 points? I don't think it's going to happen. So give me the under 9.5 points. A little bit heavier juice there at BetMGM at -120, I should say. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, at your convenience. Feed or follow us on the X as well. Check out Lundy at Nate Lundy, and check me out at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account. And as always, until next time, feed or follow, that is up to you. Get back to work, Lucky.